Yahshua chapter 24. And Yahshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before Yahweh. And Yahshua said to all the people, "Thus says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other elves. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave to Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave to Esau Mount Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. I sent Moses also, and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them, and afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. And when they cried to Yahweh, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I've done in Egypt, and you dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. And then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, rose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. And you went over Jordan and came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword, nor with your bow. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which you did not plant, do you eat? Now, therefore, fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the Elohim which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and you serve Yahweh instead. And if it seem evil to you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the Elohim which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the Elohim of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. And the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake Yahweh to serve other Elohim. For Yahweh our Elohim, it is he that brought us up out and our fathers out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way in which we went among all the people through whom we passed. And Yahweh drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. For this reason will we also serve Yahweh, for he is our Elohim. And Yahshua said to the people, you cannot serve Yahweh, for he is a holy Elohim. He is a jealous El. He will not forgive your transgressions, nor your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange Els, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you, after that he has done you good. And the people said to Yahshua, no, but we will serve Yahweh. And Yahshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you, Yahweh, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now, for this reason, put away, did he say, the strange elves which are among you, and incline your heart to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. And the people said to Yahshua, Yahweh, our Elohim, will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Yahshua made a covenant with the people that day and sent them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Yahshua wrote these words in the book of the law of Elohim and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was near the sanctuary of Yahweh. And Yahshua said to all the people, understand, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of Yahweh which he spoke to us. It shall be therefore a witness to you, lest you deny your Elohim. So Yahshua let the people depart, every man to his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Yahshua the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And Israel served Yahweh all the days of Yahshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Yahshua, and which had known all the works of Yahweh that he had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, did they bury in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar the son of Aaron died, and they buried him in a hill that pertains to Phinehas his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim. End of chapter.